This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, if you like what you hear, just a reminder that you can now support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we like and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Yeah.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a yummy little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
The dating app Bumble surveyed roughly 1,000 Americans in May, and 30% of participants said they wouldn't go on a date or have sex with someone who hadn't received the COVID-19 vaccine. Bumble is implementing a new vaccinated badge this summer that will allow Bumble's US and UK users to indicate that they've received the vaccine on their profile. I can personally attest that Hinge has already implemented this feature.
An emergency team in Japan was faced with an embarrassing situation after the rescue attempt of a drowning woman turned out to be something unexpected. A fisherman called police after seeing what looked to be a corpse near the coast of Hachinohe. The rescuers pulled the floating body from the water only to discover the woman was actually a highly realistic sex doll. If you're missing your sex doll, please contact the Japanese authorities to claim it.
After a quote-unquote intense police investigation, a large stolen statue of a bratwurst was recovered. The black 6-foot-tall, 30-pound decorative art piece that depicted a bratwurst, or something like it, was stolen from a beachside terrace in Steinhude, Germany. After news articles came out about the brat napping, police were able to track down the young man who apparently stole it on a whim. We think whim likely means schnapps in this instance, but what a relief that this big ol' hot dog is back home safe and sound.
A married principal and a teacher at a school in Queens became torrid lovers, reportedly having sex all over the school grounds. The teacher wrote to a colleague, "I just had sex with him in the office. We're in the library now. Girl, it's worth the risk." The principal also threatened to fire staff members that found out about the affair if they told the illicit secret. Concerned teachers reached out to their union, and the couple is now under investigation. Which leads us to our topic today.
Teacher.
Not a lot of research for this.
Both of us were like, you take it off.
You make it fascinating. Teacher. So we talked about schoolgirl recently, and now we're flipping the script. Gonna do the person in power. Obviously, like we said, for schoolgirl, there's already an implied power dynamic here. So like we get why it's hot, you know.
Yes.
Someone's in charge. And you know what also is exciting is someone's in charge and they're wearing an outfit.
They're wearing an outfit.
Someone has to be wearing glasses, you know.
We all know glasses will be involved, you know. Yes.
They are. I mean, outfits and glasses are big. I don't think that people I feel like, you know, we talked to like Gabrus about this, and like another friend I recently talked to about it. He was like, yeah, I love the teacher thing because I like glasses. Like, he's like, I don't know what it is, but like glasses are hot to me. And I was like, I think it's because, you know, when we watch a lot of mainstream porn, a lot of times like these people don't look like anything that we see in real life, you know? So it's like someone wearing glasses is exciting because you're like, oh, she looks like I could see her like walking down the street, you know?
Oh, it makes her feel a little more human and
yeah,
a little less
I
like
so.
A porn star with fake tits.
Yeah,
sort of makes sense to me. I mean, the other obvious thing, teacher is
you know, like we all are exposed to that, and it's like a common authority figure. So
very early on.
Yeah. And like, and people be going to school.
Right.
What can I say?
I mean, absolutely.
So if it were like, it's slightly different, you know, like it's, it feels like the popularity is fueled by the actual accessibility of the role.
Right. Itself. Especially like growing up, we're spending so much time with these, with fucking teachers, you know.
Yeah. Not everyone deals with real estate agents on the regular.
Right. Like we're spending so much time with teachers more than our, even our parents even.
And who hasn't had a crush on a teacher in their real life at least once or twice?
Actually never. I almost exclusively had female teachers my whole entire life.
And you're so straight. You can't even conceive of.
But I mean, I would have been, I mean, but honestly, thank God, because I would have gotten into a lot of trouble. You know,
like you totally would have. Yes.
I was already naughty.
You would get yourself in into an ill-advised situation, yeah. I would think.
But I did at a very young age. I don't know. I was in like probably like second or third grade. Like second or third grade, we had this guy who was like a TA in my mm-hmm. like third grade class. And he mm-hmm. also, he also helped out because my mom was a latchkey mom and he helped out in latchkey. And so like, I was like really
close.
Wait,
I'm so sorry. What is a latchkey mom mean?
Oh, latchkey is like what, like when kids have to stay after school because like their parents like can't come pick them up because they're working, you know, it's like after school babysitting, but like through the school.
I never knew about that.
Yeah.
It must be a Michigan thing or yeah. a specific kind of after school program.
It's like an after school program. My mom like was like one of the people who ran it, and it's just like you did like fun activities or whatever that weren't like, it was like outside of learning,
right,
until like their parents could come get them, you know.
Got it. Okay. I'm caught up.
Yeah. So
wait, so you had a latchkey like assistant that you had
yes,
a crush on? That's the closest thing.
I had such
thing.
A crush on. And we one time also.
How much older was this person? Because that's a component like for me.
Yeah, he was in like probably college.
Okay.
Like he was
and
like
you were
21.
In high school?
Oh, no, I was like, what? How old are you when you're in like third grade? Second or
oh,
third
in
grade?
Third grade, you're
oh,
like
I was little.
Eight.
Yeah, I was okay. little. But I was already like boy crazy at this point. Like I was like, I had like boyfriends and was like getting in trouble for like, you know, writing love letters to boys or like flashing my underwear.
Rachel.
Yeah. So could you just imagine? So anyways, I really loved him and he like thought I was like cute.
A child.
Funny. Yeah. Well, yeah, but sure. But like he would give me like, you know, like he would like give me like special attention and like it made me feel cool, you know?
Okay.
So
this is dicey. This is dicey right. territory.
I know.
I didn't have any like specific crush on like actual teachers. Mm. I can't think of a single like primary teacher who yeah. wasn't just like a frumpy family man, you know. Yeah. And I have also just like never had a like older man thing, you know. So the closest stuff I can think of is similar to that, where it's like a TA. I remember there were like hot guys at my driving school.
Oh.
Who were teaching us, but they were literally like 2 years older than us. So it
yeah.
wasn't
yeah.
so inappropriate. It was more like having a crush on an upperclassman who's like
yeah.
coaching you as opposed yeah. to like teacher, you know?
I was a TA in college. And I was
my
a senior,
God, and hide your gird your loins, gentlemen.
I mean, I was naughty with a freshman or sophomore.
You were.
I was naughty, yeah.
Uh-oh.
But it was fine. I mean, whatever. It was like 20, you know?
Yeah, and you were like a TA. It's not like you were
right.
like leveraging a great deal of power
no.
over this person.
Yeah, I was yeah. a TA in acting one, you know? Like, it, it was nothing.
You're yeah. not make or breaking this person's career.
No, no. Mm-hmm. And he was like hot and quirky and, you know, he wore like turtlenecks and like horn-rimmed glasses, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck that guy.
Yeah, I like the twinkle that I'm seeing in your
right,
eye, Rachel.
Right.
This is
and
nice.
Honestly, surprisingly great in bed, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay,
this is I'm
where's this
bed.
Little kid now, because
who knows
at this point.
Yeah, who knows. But anyways, so the I get the teacher thing, you mm-hmm. know.
I think
it.
We can all vaguely get it, even
of
if
course.
We don't necessarily search it on
right
the sites.
I do have some fun stats.
Let's get some stats.
Okay, so women are 17% more likely to search for porn featuring teachers compared to men.
Mm-hmm. That stat surprised me.
Yeah, me too. I thought for sure it'd be more men, but...
Yeah. I think it's partially because there's often more specific searches for men,
yes.
like MILF teacher, like that maybe
yeah.
like upsets the balance. But it does also yeah. track because a lot of teacher porn, it's either going to be hot male teacher with the horn-rimmed glasses, mm-hmm. or it's going to be female teacher. And if it's female teacher, she's probably in more of a position of authority.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
a little bit more...
It's specific.
About her pleasure and a little yeah. bit like safer to watch and a little mm-hmm. bit less like, uh-oh, is this going to turn rapey?
Right. It's going to be like a MILF star.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Yes.
As opposed to like, you know, amateur or teen or something or like a young girl.
Yes. So that tracks with the demographic for yeah. me.
When the students at the Southeastern Conference universities went back to school last year, regional searches for the term teacher spiked by 26%.
I saw that too and was like, okay, interesting. Who's at this Southeastern yeah, Conference? I gotta go check it out.
Right.
Clearly something's working.
And then users 18 to 24 are 77% more likely to search for teacher when compared mm-hmm. to other age groups.
Yes. I also found out that like millennials are more mm. likely to search than other demographics, which sounds contradicting, although the stats for that 18 to 24 range could constantly be like moving, you know, like mm-hmm. I think it was a big trend for millennials, especially around the time that we were like in our mid-20s. I'm a sure. geriatric millennial, just to date myself. Yeah. So I'm well above that Stop. Range. But I think teacher is like hugely popular among our yeah. group of folks.
I also found some stats about actual, like in reality, like teacher flings, you know, teacher Ooh. Relationships.
Tell so me this
is from collegestats.org, and they pulled over 2,000 current and former students to find out dirty details. And over 14% said that they had inappropriate relations with a professor. It might not be the majority, but still 14% of students have been sexual with a professor, TA, or a member of the academic staff.
That is a high stat if you think yeah. about it. Like for something that's taboo
yeah.
and potentially problematic, depending oh on the dynamic, like 14% right. is a lot, you know?
Yeah. 45% of those entanglements were kicked off by the teacher or faculty member.
Oh, wow.
I know.
More that's than surprising 50, somehow.
Yeah. More than 57% of students who admitted their sexual exploits with teachers were male.
Mm-hmm.
And then 64% of students told us it was a mutual attraction, and more than 26 more sure. than 20. Yeah. I mean, something's on the mind. more than 26% said that it was the thrill and excitement that got them going.
That tracks.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, because it's taboo, like we didn't even right. talk about that in the power dynamics, but because it's yeah. like, oh, we mustn't, or it's a right. little forbidden. Like, of course that makes it hotter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense to me, you know, I yeah. wish that I mean, it's definitely like a role play scenario that I think I'd be into.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember watching, this is really dark. I can't even Uh-oh. Remember what it's called, but there's a movie with an actor who's now been canceled and Kate Winslet. And he is like wrongfully accused. And
are we not like, saying his name because he's been canceled, or are we not remembering what his name is?
Okay. I'm not saying his name because he's canceled.
Okay.
Laura Linney is also in it. And he's a college professor, and he has sex with a student. And like I just remember the sex scene was like really fucking hot. And then the sex scene, and then she like said that he raped her. And then he, I think like her, she disappeared or something. And then he was like on death row. He's on death row. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For like accused of murder.
Yeah. And it was like,
what movie is this?
And then it was like,
I don't remember anything that resembles
Kate
this.
Kate Winslet was like the reporter or something. They basically were like, it was like they were showing he was innocent, and you should watch it. It's actually really good. It's really good.
Okay. And then this actor went on to be canceled in real life.
Yes. Yes.
For
yes,
sexual yes. misconduct.
Yes.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
With younger men. Younger men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We can say Kevin Spacey's name.
I still don't
know what fucking movie this is, though.
It's really fucking good. But anyways, okay. I watched it, and I remember like the sex scene. I can't remember who the young actress is, who's like the young, like hot girl. But I was like, the whole idea of it was like really sexy to me. They like fucked in a bathroom at like a college party.
Was it like, after American Beauty, kind of like leaning into Kevin Spacey as the like daddy type?
And he like ripped her panties and like fucked her from behind and like scratched her ass and like. So then it was like her DNA was under his fingernails and, you know. It was, it's a really, you should watch it. It's a good movie.
We don't know what it's called, but
I can't tell you.
Rachel's pitching it. She loved it.
Great. I loved it. Yeah.
Really unfortunate to cast an actual sexual predator in something.
That's why I didn't want to say his name, you know?
Yeah, no, no. It's, hey, we need to, it's okay to confront that. Yeah. You know?
But anyways, so I like the teacher idea is fucking hot to me.
Okay. So now we're here. We're just fully on board.
Here. And like one of the video that we'll talk about later, I was like, this is what I'm looking for, you know?
Uh-huh. Yes. I could see that. I could see that for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I could guess.
Should we do the show
and
now?
You are talking about fake hostels? Let's do the showdown. My music teacher let me come on her blue jeans.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting. Because
this just makes me feel like the saddest fucking scene, though. You know what I mean? I'm just picturing like the music room at like any school I went to.
Okay.
Yeah, it just makes it sound like something that teacher would like horribly regret.
Right.
And be like,
right.
Oh God, why did I do that? And then on the jeans, right? You know,
wet teen is craving a dick in her ass during piano lessons in quarantine. So I'm confused because I'm like, so if it's quarantine, can she get the piano teacher there, you know?
Well, yeah, that's like the one exception. They're like, you must continue your piano studies, so we'll make sure he's in the pod.
Also, piano teacher, fucked up, but also very hot sex. Really hot sex.
I also need to watch that.
It's dark. It's a dark movie, but, you know.
Okay. To teacher, I heard rumors about you that you invite students over to do stuff. Teacher fucks teen. Note that I heard rumors about you that you invite students over to do stuff is in quotes as if it's like a note passed in class. To teacher, I heard rumors about you.
Uh-oh.
And then the teacher's like, it's true.
It's true. Yeah. Browsers, I fucked my French teacher in the ass. Wee wee.
Oh, Lord. I just have one more.
Okay.
The student fucked the teacher of the Russian language. Back to school 2019.
Whoa.
All caps, all one word on that back to school tag.
Wow. Just wait for their spring semester. Things are going to get real bad.
Oh, yeah. Brace yourselves, kids. Yeah. The student fucked the teacher of the Russian language.
Yes.
The language of
the Russia.
Not love or sex, but of the Russians. Mm-mm. The language of back to school.
Uh-huh. You know it. Okay, this is a good one. Mixing two hot topics. Property sex psychology professor enjoys time with real estate agent. Talk about outfits galore here, guys.
Wait, that wasn't part of the title, was it? That was just you. Yeah, that's like a crossover episode of like franchise TV shows.
Lots of blazers, you know? Like there's so many, both of them are
so
wearing
many
blazers.
Glasses, so many glasses. Buttons to undo, you know?
It's so true.
That sounds wild. Wild. All right. More for me or shall we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Great.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A feminist man. What we're
speaking
all looking
of titles,
for.
That's what we're all looking for. Also, like, what title is this adjacent to? Like, what actual movie title? Is it like a serious man?
Yeah,
like,
like a is single it, man, you know.
A
all
single, yeah. Many a prestige movie title. Mm-hmm. This is sort of, you know, striving for that.
Yeah,
like, definitely
it's a prestige
leaning
porn.
Into that. This is a prestige porn, I would call it that.
Yeah.
Starring Mark Morato and Maria Riott.
Mm-hmm.
Found on Pink Label from X Confessions and highly stylized. You loved it.
Yes. The way it was shot, it felt like we were in, it's in another language. We're obviously like in Spain somewhere. We're in like Barcelona, you know, it looks
I thought maybe we were in France.
Oh, really?
I thought maybe there was French stuff happening.
Okay, cool. Either way.
1960s France, maybe.
Yeah, we're definitely, it's another time, we're in Europe, and it feels like summer.
Yes, we've got a sepia filter happening.
Uh-huh.
Like, we've got
it's
a little...
sunny.
Yes, a little haze, like a little
I've got, like,
sun,
sort
a kiss of sun.
Like, it's like a, it's like Wes Anderson adjacent, you know, by the way it looks.
The color palette feels that way, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a very retro vibe, you know, she's like obviously his TA.
Yeah.
And he's like a professor in like feminist studies.
Yes. We should note that there's narration happening at the top, but it wasn't subtitled on Pink Label. So,
so we couldn't, I don't know what's happening.
We just didn't bother about worrying about those translations. But
the other language was hot. So I was still.
Yeah, I was like, I'd prefer not to know.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Like I can tell from the like signs, like there's all, they're also giving us a like 1960s revolution vibe,
yes,
you
right.
know? So it said something that I was like, that definitely translates to feminist sexual liberation. Like there was something in the words. So I was
exactly.
like, great, great, great. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
It's not like women should be beaten translated.
No.
So it sounds pretty. Like I trust that that's not the case.
And he's also like this. Like, she obviously like idolizes this guy, you know, like there's like that kind of vibe happening.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving me like Gael Garcia Bernal vibes. You know,
yeah, a little bit, or almost Gael combined with the other actor in Itamatamia, whose name I'm forgetting.
Diego Luna.
Thank you. Like, yeah. I feel like this guy is kind of a mashup of those
of course.
Two men.
Also, talk about a hot movie. You know,
yes, dear God. Dear
now we're just talking
Lord.
About movie sex. Scenes.
Now we're just like, this? Which movie sex scene has a teacher or an authority figure?
Yeah,
a woman in control.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of details to love here.
Uh-huh.
There's the costumes, there's a desk, the clothing.
Cigarette smoke.
Is the same as the costumes.
Yes.
Cigarette smoke.
He's wearing glasses.
That's what I wanted to say. I just said clothing instead of costumes. Yeah, he's wearing glasses. She has stockings and shoes on that stay on during sex. Spoiler
a
alert.
A mini skirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, there had to be a desk involved if we're going to be a teacher, you know?
Of course.
So she sits on the desk and he pulls like up her skirt and like takes off her panties and eats her out. Like, it's definitely like, it's obvious he's a feminist man because he goes down on her first, you know?
Yeah. That's all it takes.
That's all it is.
It's not true, guys. There's a lot more to it. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
It's very hot, very passionate. It's like, it's hot in there, you know, like they're sweaty, they're cigarette smoke.
You know, so like, it feels like there's a fan blowing.
Of course.
And, you know, it's like heat being moved around our bodies. Yes.
And then there's like, she pushes him back on the chair, which I loved. And like him, you know, he's sitting on the chair and like her kneeling. There's like, so I loved kind of like that. Like the position of it, like sort of implied the adoration aspect that I was talking about a little bit earlier. There's also like, it's like lots of like licking and tongues and like, it's just very, it was hot. Like, it was really hot. Like, like literally and figuratively, because they were also like hot and sweaty in there. I could tell. Like, I was like, it's like, it's stanky in here, but I love
it. Well, you're here for it. You like that stank.
Yeah.
Sometimes sex needs that stank, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have cigarettes after
they fuck on the desk, and then they have like, they share a cigarette after, and they're like probably chatting about like, sociology.
Probably chatting about socioeconomics.
Exactly.
And like anti-capitalism and stuff. Really hot. Yeah.
Feminism.
The only thing I'll say, I couldn't tell if the performers like actually had chemistry.
Oh, really?
Like the style of the whole thing and the like aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like palpable chemistry between them, but I also might have just been really picky because I did like everything else about the video and it just felt a little bit like staid and like sort of constrained in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I would have loved to get it a little bit like wilder, you know?
Yeah.
Things to get a little bit more like wild. It was quick. It was a quick vid, you know?
Yeah.
It felt more about like vibe and mood than about the actual sex, which sometimes is nice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when it's about like a role playing fantasy like this.
Yes.
So I thought it was effective in that way.
Yeah, I agree I totally agree with all that. I just, it felt like I said, sort of contained or like held, withheld in some way.
I also love that she was like soft. Like, it's like she's like had like a big tits and like a soft
body. A human body. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't perfect and like tight and skinny, which sometimes, you know, when we look at stuff from, I was going to say in European, but also anywhere. Like, when we look at stuff in porn, it's always like very like tight and fake bodies.
Taut and petite and fake and manicured and et cetera.
You know, she was like a human. And
I thought she looked like a mashup of Lady Gaga and Beanie Feldstein. Like, that was the impression.
That's actually like spot on.
Does that feel right to you?
Yes.
Like, that's what it felt like to me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm in.
Which is a great combo. Like, I was like,
okay.
Beautiful.
So,
I'd hit it.
Talented. Yeah. I loved the vid. It turned me on. I was really into it. I would have liked it to be, like longer and like a little bit more like passionate.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit more
heat in the heat, like a little bit more of a build. It was all, it felt all aesthetic and style.
Yeah.
And a little less like, fucking now, you know, and that's kind of what you want to see in something that's about something a little bit taboo, you know, like you want to think that if you finally get to fuck teacher, that it's going to be like wild a little bit.
Right.
But this just kind of executed like, otherwise.
This just felt like a Tuesday afternoon, you know, like after like a discussion with the, you know.
Yeah. And I almost part of what like gave me that too is like when they were like moving around the desk, they're like careful to move the things,
which
is like weirdly like realistic, like who the fuck actually like throws stuff to the floor.
I know,
but I was like, it is a
throw
funny
it.
Contrast,
know.
You know,
like shove the shit off, who cares,
or at least just like let the shit get like naturally like pushed aside and we don't give a shit, like you fuck into it and then it falls, like that's hot, you know.
Yes
So
it wasn't like, this wasn't the first time they had sex.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, that's how it felt. Is it was like, okay, shall we do the sex now?
Yeah,
like, shall we continue our a component of the education, which is like sexual exploration?
Right.
That's how it
felt. Which I think I'm looking for is like the first time you have sex with a teacher.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Like when you break that taboo.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
and you're like, oh my God, I've been dying to do this, you know?
Yes.
Cool.
But I am guessing that this is going into your Spanka Banka.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It's hot. Okay. That guy was hot as hell. So was she.
Yes. Beautiful people.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about something that deeply disturbed me now.
Fake hostile college prof and his teenage sex slaves. Oh boy.
Oh boy. I don't know where to begin, truly.
Where to begin? There is so much that is notably bad about this porn.
I hated it. So why are we in a hostel, A? You know,
first of all, yes, weird environment for this dynamic.
Yeah.
Two young girls that we say no less than 5 or 6 times are 18.
Right. The perfect age. Oh, important to note, this is Eric Everhard, Sophia Lee, and Marilyn Sugar. Those are the
Thank
performers.
You.
And so we're in a hostel. He's like, are you sure you want to come on this journey with me? Once we get to London, I'll tell the school that you're with. Like, I was like, what's happening? Where are we now?
Scenario is very strange. Also right. very important to set up. So they're like wearing backpacks, you know, we're depicting them as young as possible. He's like not mic'd when we start, like we're tight on them and he sounds like he's in another room and he's like, take your bags off. And then this weird ass fucking music that sounds like the underscoring to the like penultimate scene in a fucking family drama about cancer.
Really? It's sentimental. So strange.
It's pensive and sentimental and like dramatic piano music of like, boo, doo.
And he's fucking freaky. Yes. So I was like, I'm not scared. Like he was
yes, it makes it the whole thing very scary and creepy. Yeah. He's also like teaching them, I don't know, language. Like
he said,
today,
what did we learn today?
Yeah, what did we learn today? Past tense.
Yeah.
And he's like, it wanted, they wanted, she wanted, he wanted. And I'm like, I see what you're trying to do here, but it's just creepy.
No, it's weird. He's taking too much time. He's being really slow. They look like they're hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like they want to be there. He seems like just lecherous. Like he's like,
yes, ugh. He just gave me heebie-jeebies to the nth degree. I did not like him. I did not like him in this.
Yeah. And I literally wrote, men who have haircuts like this are untrustworthy. Like I was like, I don't. It's like, I hate everything about this guy.
I clocked this too. Like he had like the facial hair that's like sideburns. Has way too strong of a line, you know, like very rigid, very like.
And like his hair is really spiky. I don't know. I was like, I don't like him.
The whole thing had like pedo vibes.
Right.
And the first thing he says to Sophia is, I see you've been feeding yourself well.
I know. I was like, are you fuck off?
Yeah. Just no.
Yeah.
Asks Marilyn, remind me once again, how old are you? Which I was like, if you need to be reminded, it's not okay.
Yeah.
It's just an excuse to say that she's 18.
Right.
And you know, that's when he says, you know what 18 is, right? It's the perfect age, whispered like a fucking like murderous clown.
Yes. Yes.
He also says, you smell so good today, Sophia. Like, this is one of those porns where, like, every line of dialogue I had to write down.
Right, it's terrifying.
Because I was like, every single line of this is horrifying.
Yes.
I see you wore my favorite perfume.
Yeah. At one point, there was something that I thought was hot, and it was like, he was like, it was the shot on their faces and he was like touching one of their pussies. And I was like, and she was like turned on. And I was like, okay, that's hot because we don't see the action. Like we just see
mystery or an element of opacity.
That's the only thing. Everything else.
Also, when he was like, when he turned them around and was like slapping their asses, I was like, I literally was like, damn it. If he hadn't fucking said so much shit at the top.
Right. This could
and
be
if we
hot.
Weren't dealing with bunk beds, like I'd be into this.
Right.
But it just put me off so much at the top.
Yeah. Marilyn, the whole time, the blonde performer, looks like she doesn't want to be here.
Not seem okay.
Yeah. Sophia, it looked like Sophia, her friend, was like, we're going to do this thing. And Marilyn was like, okay, I guess I'm taking one for the team and we're doing this thing, you know.
Yeah.
And which is unfortunate because he seemed to be really into Marilyn.
Yes. Yeah. We do God. Like double BJs.
Right.
Sophia at one point is sucking his dick. Very shallow blowjob. A lot of tapping. A lot of just like tapping his dick on her lips. And I was like, okay,
he
sure.
Shoves it into the back of her throat.
I mean, she's only 18. How could she know better? And then he does this thing where he goes back and forth where he's like dipping his dick just into the back, like hitting the back of their throats back and forth. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, have your fun, old man.
I guess. Yeah.
And then he starts fucking Marilyn and says, it feels like it's 18 years old.
Kill me.
And that's when I took a vow of chastity for the next 30 days.
Actually, kill me.
I need to shake that from my memory before I can let anyone inside me again.
Oh, God.
And then we get one of the most pronounced queefs I've ever heard.
We have which a queef. Was
what interlude. A plot twist. Yes, we have like a queef section.
We have a queef interlude. And honestly, I was like, okay, thank God. You know, like this is now at least
like something just to break the fucking tension in this room.
Right, because I'm like scared, you know?
Yes.
Like, thank God for the queef part, you know?
Yes.
And they had some depth.
Yes. They were like, they were some low, like, like
they
resonant
came from
queefs.
Down below.
They came from down below.
And like, they, no one acknowledged it, you know?
No one, like, not a
wow,
whiff.
Really?
Not even a like moment of hesitation.
Not even like, that's funny, you know?
Yeah. Like, just pushing right through that.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Right.
Other weird thing, when he's like fucking one of them, there appears to be a rule that the other one has to like to stay on her back with her fucking legs in the air, just like waiting for her turn.
Yeah, and like make eye contact with him. Yeah.
Yes. And it at one really point, strange. Like Marilyn's on top. Like if one person is on top, fuck, because Marilyn and Sophia take turns fucking him on top, once on a couch and once on like a chair.
Ugh.
And both times the other woman is back on the bunk bed, on her back with her legs in the air, just delicately touching herself and watching. And I'm like, you could put your legs down.
Yeah,
like,
you don't, you know.
Yeah,
on.
It's trying to carry this story of like ultimate dominance, sex slaves, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, it just looks weird and stupid.
Yeah. All I could think about was like this man's like what his skin feels like, because I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
Now I feel like I know
like.
What it smells like. Like, you I know like the terrible aftershave.
I
this
know
man
what
wears.
His skin smells like. It's like when you touch a duvet and you just pull the cover.
Wait, what?
When you touch a duvet and you just pull the cover apart from the comforter, that's what his skin feels like. Sorry,
like
everybody.
Like a thin fabric? Yep, like a papery fabric. Great.
After the age of about 36, 37, that's what your skin
feels
like. When
the skin just like really comes with you.
Right.
I see.
Okay. I've had sex with enough men over the age of 40 to know. Okay? Like, there's something that happens to your skin.
Oh, boy. Other parts, just to give this poor thing a shot, that I was like, okay, this could have been good. Sophia rides like a champ.
She does.
That's fucking hot.
All right.
There's also
to her.
Yeah, there's also a moment where, a couple times where he's, like, vigorously going after a clit. And I was like, this would be cool if you broke eye contact for a split second.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, creepily staring and just, like, vigorously, like,
going
for that vulva. And I'm like, it's just too much intensity. It's just too much forced, weird, creepy intensity. I'm just not with his vibe. I'm not on the same page.
But you know what killed me is the transitions in the editing, which were the page turning transition, you know?
Yeah, because like, this is prestige, Rach.
We're just going to act like this is okay to have in your porn? Like, this isn't a fucking kids television show.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, and then they get on their knees and he obviously like comes in their faces and it's like gloopy and gross. And he goes like back and forth between them. And again, they don't look like they had fun. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So here we are.
Yeah. So here we are.
Here we are.
You know. It just was upsetting.
It was upsetting.
Except for the queefs. Except for the queefs.
Put me off. Yeah, weirdly, like, when are we ever like, you know what was the highlight is those queefs.
The queefs.
What a great time. What a nice relief after such a terrifying and horrifying video otherwise.
I know.
So, far away from the showdown, the other one, welcome.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Of course. And like, you know, if you're going to queef, you can laugh about it. You can acknowledge it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Especially if you're going to like really let her rip like you did right. there.
Yeah.
Marilyn. They were like, that was an impressive queen. Yeah,
like they were long.
They were long. They were deep. They were resonant.
Yeah. They were, there they was came, a lot of air in there.
They came to fuck. Yeah. There's a lot of air in there. It's like she took in air before he started fucking.
Yes.
And she's as like, one uh-oh. Does.
Uh-oh. The vagina went.
Yeah. Appropriately, the vagina gasped and was like, that fucker is coming in here?
Side,
no,
the
no,
side
no.
Of his haircut.
Oh, God bless.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to give us a 5-star review, feel free to drop your Instagram handle because we want to tag you and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.